As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Jim Hunter, Jim, how you feeling on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I'm doing well, better than the Orioles.
Right. And Jim, before we get to hider hooks and crappy bullpens and shoddy defense, the offense, it's unacceptable. And I went down the lineup and all, forget about the batting averages, the on-base percentages were quite embarrassing. Adley Rutschman in particular, this is a guy that resides usually in the 350, 360, 370 range, going back to his days probably at T-ball. An all-star here twice in Baltimore, 297, batting average barely above at the Mendoza line, as a matter of fact. Last year, well, he's hurt, tired, maybe he's a little heavier than he should have been. What the hell has happened to Adley Rutschman at the plate, where a productive, above-average offensive player is kind of become a below-average war guy?
You know, it seems to me like he's become an impatient hitter. Chasing pitches. You know, one of the things about him that you always respected was his batting eye. And, you know, he does have 11 walks, but he's also struck out 15 times. And I think the impatience at the plate is causing him to go after the pitches that the pitcher wants him to go after, as opposed to him going after a pitch where he could do some damage with. But you're right. I mean, he's really hurting them. Overall, I mean, the team batting is 22nd in the majors, a .224 team batting average. That's not going to get it done. And they're only averaging 4.5 runs per game. They've been shut out now 3 times, including last night. But they're going to have to get something going here. And, you know, one of the things that I've been hoping for and haven't seen it as of yet, and you and I talked about this when we were at Pickles last week, I would like to see the lineup the same every day. You know, I saw Ryan Ripken on his podcast. He had Mark DeRosa on. And Mark DeRosa, who played for Bobby Cox in Atlanta, said one of the things about Bobby Cox is when you were on his team, you knew what your role was. And you knew if you went 0-for-4, you were still going to be in there the next day because he played the same lineup every day. I think that leads to continuity, and I would like to see it more done here.
Now, you can be the lineup as reliable as possible, but you still, Jim, as you know, you've been around this game for a long, long time, need to perform. And another guy, I don't want to single out Jordan Westberg, but after a fine start to the season, he's been in scuffle city, had the 0-for-20+, broke out of it with a home run over the weekend against the Reds. I mean, I would have think there's no lingering effects from the injury that cost him a couple of months last year. Why the struggles for Westberg, a guy that uses all fields, which is a thing you love to see from hitters?
Well, exactly. And I mean, it's tough to see him batting 187. And, you know, they don't tell you much, and you don't know if somewhere along the line he's been hurt. You know, they rest him occasionally, which is unusual, because when he's going right, he's one of their best hitters and one of their best forces in there. So I'm just curious if maybe he's not all right. And like you said, I mean, 0-for-20s are going to happen, but they shouldn't happen with your best hitter. And last year, before he got hurt, he certainly was the best hitter.
Jackson Holliday, your assessment of him, you know, still very young as a ball player. Hell, as a guy walking the face of the planet. But doesn't seem to be an easy transition from the minors to the majors so far for him, offensively anyway.
Yeah, and you know, the one encouraging thing for me is that he's using left field. And I think that helps him to put the ball in play, because obviously if you don't put the ball in play, good things aren't going to happen. And, this team strikes out, to me, too many times. And the thing with Jackson is, I mean, they've struck out, 182 times in 714 at-bats by the team. And Jackson is going to have to adjust. And again, I think he's got to be in there every day, because he's not going to learn to adjust if he's not in the lineup. You got to be in there to play, to go through, you know, your repetitions and go through what you need to do to succeed. And even though he's in there most days, he's not in there every day. And I think as one of their top prospects still at age 21, he's got to play every day.
Jim Hunter joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles down at D.C. tonight, taking on the Nationals, trying to get back in the win column after getting drubbed the last couple of ball games there. Growing calls for Brandon Hyde and Mike Elias, or Elias or Hyde, one or the other, to get the gate here. I don't know David Rubenstein personally. Wish he'd buy a new Oriole hat, because he's got a lot of money. He'd drop $50 in that Oriole store of yours and get that thing rolling. But do you see, would a shakeup in the clubhouse, for instance, would that add a little life to this team, or are we being way too crazy with the sports talk, hot take thing here?
Well, to me, Bob, the starting pitching is where it all starts, and the starters are now 6-12, and their combined ERA is 6.22. That is the worst in all of Major League Baseball. And they've also worked a total of just 107 innings. That is tied with Colorado, which is an awful team, for the fewest in the major leagues. And this is where Mike Elias, in my opinion, didn't do a very good job in the offseason. You know, no one knew what Charlie Morton was going to turn into. And obviously he's struggling mightily with a 10.89 ERA. But he could have gone out and made a trade, because he's got prospects in the organization and he seems reluctant to deal these prospects. They're not all going to play in Baltimore. Many of them are blocked, and he needed to go out after losing Corbin Burns. He knew he was going to lose Corbin Burns. They offered him the qualifying offer so they would get the draft pick if he signed somewhere else. And, you know, he went home to Arizona. He lives there. Good for him. But Elias had several more opportunities to go out and make a trade and or sign a better free agent than Charlie Morton, and he didn't do it. And I think, you know, the Zach Eflin injury is certainly hurting them. And who knows if Grayson Rodriguez is ever going to pitch again. Every time they give an update, they don't give you an update. And now he's going for second opinions on his shoulder, which really sends up an alarm to me. So the starting pitching is where it all begins. And you know, you know me, Bob, when your starter's ERA is 6.22, you can't tell their hitters when the hitting is so inconsistent, hey, boys, go out and get a 7. We have a shot tonight. It's just you can't win that way. Your starters have to keep you in the game, and if the starter gets the win, all the better.
Jim, you know what's amazing is I mean, when you're sitting there watching and you see base running errors, you see lack of effort, you see plays in the outfield, you know, I mean, throwing to the wrong base, guys not being where they're supposed to be. You know, if you're the manager, that's kind of embarrassing, because none of that stuff takes talent.
No, you're right, Vinny. I mean, These guys, I mean, Mullins committed a throwing error last night, which wasn't his fault because nobody was covering second base when he threw the ball back into the infield.
How about Kerstedt's throw from left field to nobody, to the pitcher's mound?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's something that they definitely need to work on, and that's what spring training is for. You're supposed to work all that stuff out in spring training. So, and again, you know, if you play every day, you get accustomed to playing and making plays defensively. And, you know, Cedric is their best player. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, he's batting 290. He's got a team high 6 home runs, team high 19 RBIs, and a team high 17 walks. He was 1-for-2 with a couple of walks last night. And, Vinny, the Orioles only had 5 base runners last night, and Mullins was on base 3 of the 5 times. So, but you're right. That shouldn't happen at the major league level. You should be throwing to the correct base. The cutoff men should be in position. And that is definitely on Brandon Hyde and his position coaches to make sure that they're in position to make the play.